In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The story that we just heard of the account of the widow of Nain is a powerful one about Jesus' power over death. The miracle takes place, as it says, in a city called Nain. Now, this town was about a day's walk from Capernaum, and it was on the edge of a plain. And as Jesus traveled up the Sea of Galilee, he came to this small town. It is here that life met death. A mourning woman who had once brought a son into the world is mourning the departure of that son. And the Son of God, who brought all things into being, will now intervene on her behalf. As he is about to enter this city called Nain, Jesus meets some men carrying the corpse of a young man who had just died. He is told that this is the only son of a widow. And moved by the widow's grief, Jesus raises this young man from the dead and restores him back to his mother. And the crowd that are standing around are amazed, and they give glory to God appropriately. Now, notice how this passage begins today. It says, "Now it happened the day after that he went into a city called Nain." Now, what is St. Luke referring to here when he says the day after? The day after what? Well, this is the day after he had healed the centurion's son in the city of Capernaum. And that's where Jesus had just come from. And it's like he almost meant for us to compare these two and actually contrast these two miracles. The centurion was obviously a man. Here, the widow is a woman. That's pretty obvious. The centurion was a Gentile. The widow is Jewish. The centurion was in a higher place in society, whereas this widow was at a very low place in society. The centurion was a powerful man. The widow, practically powerless. What was it that moved Jesus to heal? In the case of the centurion, it was the centurion's faith. For the widow, it was simply his compassion on the young widow. In the case of the centurion, he heals a slave. In the case of the widow, he heals a son, an only son. This contrast clearly points out something that's pretty significant, and that is Jesus didn't play favorites. He was willing to reach out to any and everyone, the rich, the poor, men, women, the high, the low, a slave, an only son. He came for everyone, for all of us. And the second thing to note about this encounter is the great compassion that Jesus shows by this as well as other miracles. He performed miracles for one reason, was simply his compassion on the people whose path he came across. The three occasions that are recorded in the gospel where he raised someone from the dead certainly show this. Jesus raises this young man in this city of Nain from dead because of his concern for this widow's plight. He raised Jairus' daughter from the dead because he had compassion on the parents. He raised Lazarus from the dead, one, because Lazarus was a close friend. He didn't really know these others, but Lazarus was a close friend, and he felt compassion on the two sisters, Martha and Mary. Now, it's kind of difficult for us to imagine what this young widow's circumstances were looking like and the effect of this healing that Jesus did, this raising this young man from the dead, had upon her. For a woman to be left with no man to support her in that time was a big deal. It was almost a catastrophe in some cases. This woman had lost both her husband, she was a widow, and her son, her only son. She had no one else. So there was no one to help her do the work anymore. Her life would have been completely devastated. She would not have inherited any land. The loss of her only son would have left her dependent on the charity of perhaps other distant relatives or those who are neighbors nearby. And she very much was in need of mercy. Now, a third thing to note is just something that's actually very obvious. Jesus' power over death is another reminder that he is the Lord of all. As he encounters this funeral procession, Jesus reaches out and he touches the bier as it comes. Now, as he touched the coffin, that was pretty much a violation of Mosaic law, making him unclean. I mean, it was just sort of an unheard of thing to do. But the word here for touch is something pretty significant. It means something to fasten oneself to, adhere to, or cling to. And he didn't just lightly brush this casket. He reached out. You feel almost like reached out and grabbed it and stopped them. He meant for them to stop. And the people who were carrying it stood still. And Jesus spoke to the dead man and told him to get up. Now, just imagine if you were in the procession of the funeral, even the ones that was with Jesus as they observed all this, what it would have been like. Here's this funeral march coming through town, going out the gate, similar to many funeral marches over and over again. Another group's coming from the other way, from the other direction. And then Jesus stops and he grabs the coffin, comforts the widow, and then commands the dead man to sit up, to get up. You can almost imagine like an intake of breath as they were just all amazed at what was going on. Shocked expressions about what has just happened. You know, there's a great significance, you could think, of him actually reaching out and touching. It shows that he's not an aloof God. He's not just way up there. He touches all of our lives. He's right here and now, just like he was right there and then at that point in time that she needed his great compassion. And he reached out and did this action to show his great love. Not just to her, for it was recorded and it shows it to all of us. And after he touched the bier, he said dogmatically, "Young man, I say to you, arise." Now, why did he say this? I mean, here he was, the man obviously dead, on the way to be buried. He said it because he's the Lord. He is our Savior. And he shows by this miracle how he spoke with authority. The authority of God. It was very clear. And this account, combined with the other two gospel stories of people being raised from the dead, illustrates his complete power over death. Of course, the ultimate demonstration of that was his own resurrection. When he raised Jairus' daughter, she had just died. She was still on her deathbed. When he raised the son of the widow of Nain, he had been dead for some time. They were on their way to bury him when he raised him. Lazarus, what was his circumstance? He'd been dead 4 days. They were even concerned about it, maybe the body decomposing. It had been so long. Yet Jesus raised him too. The length of time does not matter to God. You know, there may be times that we stray spiritually. Sometimes it may be a short time. Sometimes it may be a long time. It's important for us to realize that time is not the issue, but our heart. God can restore us spiritually anytime we come to him with a soft heart and repent. And just as he raised this young man from physical death, he can raise us from spiritual death into a newness of life. So don't ever think, if you ever feel so bad with something you've done, you feel like it's been such a long time, if you ever get to that point, or even just a moment in time, it doesn't matter. Come to the Lord. He will give you newness of life again. So remember from this encounter that it doesn't matter what our station in life is, high or low, rich or poor, man or woman, young, old, Christ is willing to reach out and help us. He has great compassion on each and every one of us. And in love, He will act out of that compassion. He can heal us spiritually if we but just come to Him. And when our Lord touched that bier that day, everyone stopped, stood still. Today, let us stop and stand still and be reminded and assured of our Lord's compassion upon us as well this very day. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.